Shalom. Good afternoon. I will open the shiur with a dedication with your permission. I'd like to dedicate this shiur in memory of Rabbi Naftali Kelman, Rabbi's father. His 6-year-old yahrzeit is this Shabbat. You all know how much Baruch is involved in organizing the shiur. We very much appreciate his work. And I assume Baruch lebrachar davur. The father was a fine Ben Torah too. And we're all pleased to dedicate our learning in his memory. And I think there's no need to explain why I have chosen this topic for this year. This year, Rosh Hashanah will be in Shabbat. I would like to explain what I am aiming at this year. There are many explanations why not to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah on Shabbat. I will try to focus on the less known explanations, meaning I will focus less on the explanation known from the Talmud Bavli, Gzera de Rava, and more I will try to explain what perhaps appears in Tanaitic literature. But I want to explain that my major aim is not only to explain why not to blow shofar this year, but many times in halachic literature, basic fundamental concepts hide in corners. And I think that in the analysis, understanding of Shofar and Rosh Hashanah Shechal v'Shabbat, perhaps some very fundamental and basic ideas regarding Shofar are rooted in these halachot. And we sometimes have to go to the corner in order to shed light on a very central idea. And therefore, I hope that this shiur will shed some light on some maybe unknown or less noticed concepts of Tkiyat Shofar. The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, meaning the fourth parak, the Mishnah makes the following statement. It's line 3. Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah Shechal Liyot B'Shabbat B'Mikdash Tokim Aval Lo B'Mdina. And the Mishnah continues to describe, after the Korban of Beit HaMikdash, Mishachara Beit HaMikdash Hitkin Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakai, Sheyu Tokin B'chol Makom Sheyesh Bo Beit Din. And the Mishnah continues with the Machloket regarding the details. Well, when you learn Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, there is no other place where the Mikdash is singled out towards Vulin. I mean, the impression is, wherever you go, people all over the world blow shofar. The Mishnah in Perek Dalet continues to describe Tkiyat Shofar done during Hazarat HaShatz of Musaf. It's very clearly after the Churban HaBayit, the Mishnayot. The only place in the whole Masechet where you discover that it perhaps is some uniqueness of Tkiyat Shofar in the Mikdash is in this Mishnah. And the Gemara describes in the Talmud Yerushalmi, two of the Amoraim were sitting together. Mori describes the following. Whoever wants to see it, it's from line 62. He found it mind-boggling, perplexing. Why? Rabbi Abba Bar Papa Amar, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Havun Yetivu, they were sitting together in Makshay, and they asked the following question. Amrin. He said, we don't understand this Mishnah. What is it talking about? Tanina, Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah, Shechal Liyot B'Shabbat, B'Mikdash Shehu Tokin, Aval Lo B'Mdina. In Dvar Torah Hu, Af B'Gvulin Itchem. Meaning if Tkiyat Shofar is Doche Shabbat, so why only in Mikdash, in Gvulin too? In Leitu Dvar Torah, where does this differentiation between Mikdash and where does it come from? And the Yerushalmi continues, we'll get to it later, to give some explanations. So I want to explore together, before we go to the explanations suggested by the Amoraim, let's try to look in the literature of the Tanaim. Perhaps we can find some explanations there. I will start that perhaps it's not clear from the Tanaim that all of them agreed that you do not blow shofar Rosh Hashanah Shechal v'Shabbat. There's one Tosefta in Rosh Hashanah which the Tosefta states, I'll read it to you. Mm-hmm. תנה פרק בית הלכה תזאי מתלמדים לתקוע בשבת. And you can practice blowing shofar in Shabbat. Now if you don't blow shofar Rosh Hashanah Shechal b'Shabbat, so what is this Tosefta talking about? And there's one braita quoted in the Bavli, which the Bavli has great difficulty explaining, and not surprisingly the Bavli explains it in a way that does not contradict the Mishnah. But Kipshutoli, the braita says that shofar shel Rosh Hashanah v'shel Yovel doche Shabbat b'gvulin ishu veito. Whatever that means, there is some braita that says so. So perhaps it's not even accepted by all the Tanaim. But the Mishnah, the canonic work of the Tanaim, very clearly, it's the only opinion that it brings. And I would try to check, perhaps, there are some hints within the Mishnah itself of how to explain it. In order to do so, I would like to draw our attention to the broader unit which this Mishnah has brought in. We have read Mishnah Aleph. But the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah continues to bring more takanot than Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. Later on, you can see in line 8, the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah discusses lulav. Barishana haya lulav nital b'migdash shiva uvamdina yom echad. Mishacharav beit ha-migdash yitkin Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai shelulav nital b'medina shiva zecher l'migdash. But this Mishnah appears in Masechet Sukkah, in the third chapter, and it's brought here. Very clearly it's brought here because this too is a takana, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. Next Mishnah, from line 10 on, the Mishnah says, Barishona, hayu mekablim edut ha-chodesh kol hayom. The time that the Kiddush ha-chodesh was done by accepting witnesses, so they will have Kabbalat Kahal, not like Mas Hachnasa here, that they close at 2 o'clock all day. פעם אחת נשתו העדים ללבוא, they came to late afternoon, התקלקלו הלווים בשיר, הלווים did not know what שיר של יום to say, and therefore התקינו, just like Israeli government offices, שלהם מקבלים אל עד המנחה, ובאו העדים מן המנחה עוד למעלה, נוהגים אותו היום קודש ולמחר קודש. Again, מי שחרב בית המקדש, התקין רבן יוחנן בן זכאי, שיהיו מקבלים עדות החודש כל היום. So we have here a set of a few Mishnayot which bring takanot of Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, and it would seem very reasonable to say that because the first Mishnah discusses shofar, the Mishnah brought a whole unit discussing takanot of Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai that we're familiar from other Mishnayot, where they bring whole units of discussing a certain topic, even though only one of them really belongs to that Masechet. Like a very famous example, Masechet Megillah, the first parak, has a whole unit which calls Ein Bein, taking two similar halachic phenomena and explaining that there's only one little difference between them. The first one regards Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, Megillah. Then there's a whole group there which has nothing to do with Masechet Megillah. So perhaps here too, these other Mishnayot are only brought here in order to bring more takanot or Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. But when we are aware that there were more takanot of Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, that learns the Gemara, the Bavli, on these Mishnayot, we discover more takanot. Some are brought from other Mishnayot, like in Kritut. Some are from Braitot. There are known are 9 takanot of Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. Therefore, I would ask myself, why these 3? Perhaps there's some relevance of them towards our Mishnah. And when you look at them again, I think that very clearly you can see that both Mishnayot are not only Takanot of Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, but the first stage prior to the Takana perhaps has some relevance to the first stage of Shofar prior to Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai's Takana too. And perhaps both of them give us 2 different options, 2 different ways to explain the Mishnah of Shofar. When we go back to the Takana of Lulav, the original din, prior to the Takana, we see very clearly that the original halakha has very similar components to the original halakha of Shofar. Barishona, haya lulav nital b'mikdash shiva v'mdina yom echad. As in Shofar, we have Mikdash and Gvulin. Over here too we have Mikdash. I'm sorry, we have Mikdash and Medina. Here too we have Mikdash and Medina. When we go to Masechet Sukkah and learn the Mishnayot in Perek Gimel, Perek Daled, we discover that regarding Lulav too, Chachamim were aware of the problematicity of Netilat Lulav on Shabbat. And basically, if you put it together, we see that both Shofar and both Lulav are both Chagim of the same month, Chodesh Hashvi, Chodesh Tishrei. They both have some halachic difference between Mikdash and Medina. They both are bothered by the question, do I do these mitzvot, do I perform them on Shabbat? I would say they have the same stones together, but they put them together differently. While in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah says that apparently there's no difference between Mikdash and Medina b'Yom Chol. The difference is b'Shabbat. B'Mikdash yu tokin v'lo b'Medina. The Mishnah in Masechet Sukkah says that Lulav b'Yom HaRishon is taken in the whole world. And there is no difference between Mikdash and Medina regarding the first day of Chag HaSukkot. But still, the similarity between them, perhaps there's some significance and relevance to it. And the same is true upon the second Takana brought here. And again, we'll go to the original stage prior to the Takana, because this is discussing Rosh Chodesh. Barishona, Hayu mekablim edut haChodesh kol hayom. Pam achat nishtahu ha'edim milavo, itkalkalu aviim b'shir. This may be a Mishnah describing Rosh Hashanah itself, or any other Rosh Chodesh, but in any case, this Mishnah is relating to something which occurs on Rosh Hashanah itself. What I would like to explore together, and very clearly what I'm hinting at, is developed later on by the Amoraim and by Rishonim. Each one has chosen a different path. That perhaps there are two suggestions through bringing these other two halachot which are reflecting on Shofar b'Shabbat. Okay, I will start from the first one. And I would like to explore a little Mikdash and Medina. What's the difference between them regarding Lulav? How do we reach this difference that Barishona ya Lulav nital ba Mikdash Shiva v'Medina yom echad? I'm sure many of you are familiar with the psukim of Lulav. The Torah says, "Ulekachten lachem b'yom harishon priyet sadah kafot marim anaf etz avod bar v'nachal usmachten lifnei Hashem Elokechem shivat yamim." And in the words of the Gemara in Masechet Sukkah, "Ktiv b'yom harishon uktiv b'yom hashvi ha keitzad ha b'mikdash ha b'medina." The pasuk "Ulekachtem lachem b'yom harishon" is regarding to the personal obligation of every Jew to take the lulav, and the reference of shivat hayamim "Usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokechem shivat yamim." Where is lifnei Hashem? That's in Beit Hamikdash. Today we're used to saying that God is, as the Hasidim say, "Leit atar panui mine." But it would seem when you learn sources in Chazal's literature that they thought that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Beit HaMikdash. That's the Makom of the Shekhinah. And that's Shaar HaShamayim. We pray when we face the Mikdash, because our prayers go up to heaven through Beit HaMikdash. And the Gemara says in Bava Batra Chafei, Nafiyomi is around 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a little more, that Shekhinah is b'Ma'arav, not b'Chol Atar, it's b'Ma'arav, because Kodesh HaKodeshim is b'Ma'arav. And lifnei Hashem is in Beit HaMikdash. And therefore, in Beit HaMikdash is a kiyum of smachtem lifnei Hashem Elokechem shivat yamim. And the tzivuy of Bayom HaRishon is b'chol makom. Now, can these concepts help us understand the usage of Mikdash and Medina in Tkiyat Shofar? So I would like to explore together a Sifra and Bahar. Before we read it, I will add that the difference between Mikdash and Medina regarding Lulav is not only the place and how many days. It regards to another essential concept regarding Netilat Lulav. While Netilat Lulav Bekvulin is, as the Sifra says, ולקחתם לכם מכאן שכל אחד ואחד נוטל, or in brisker terminology, it's a חובת יחיד. Every individual has to take the lulav. ונטילת בית המקדש seems to be a חובת ציבור. Not every Jew goes to Beit HaMikdash and has to take his lulav. And we are familiar with the halachic categories between those concepts, those obligations which are individual obligations like eating matzah, taking lulav, putting on tefillin, and those which are chovah v'tzibur, the community has to perform them. Minui melech, not a chovah in every yachid to be b'mane melech. It would seem very clearly that kriya b'torah, even though Reb Chaim Brisker thought it's a chovat yachid, it would seem, I think from the sources, more clear that it's chovat tzibur. The congregation has to read the Torah, you're part of the congregation, you read too, but it's no personal obligation to create it. You don't have to perhaps be there. The community has to perform it, not every individual. The Sifra in Parashat Bahar, it's line 27 on, discusses the Tu'ah of Yovel. It says over there in the Torah, Va'avaltem shofar Tu'ah b'chodesh ha'shvi'i b'asor l'chodesh, b'yom ha'kippurim taviru shofar b'chol ha'tzechem. And that the Sifra says the following midrash, b'yom, it says b'yom ha'kippurim, b'yom, v'lo b'layla. ביום הכיפורים אפילו בשבת תעבירו שופר בכל ארצכם מלמד שכל יחיד חייב. Since it says בכל ארצכם, so every individual is included in the commandment, and therefore שופר of יובל, says the Sifra, is a חובת יחיד. Then it continues, יכול אף תורת ראש השנה תדוחה את השבת. But this seems to be a very strange statement, because the previous sentence is Melamed Shekol Yachid Chayav. Suddenly they're involving here Shabbat. And we'll see later on that the Sifra has attached the two questions together. Because the Sifra continues, Talmud lomar b'chol ha'atzachem v'avotah shofar Torah b'chodesh ha'shvi'i b'asor l'chodesh b'yom ha'kippurim. And the Sifra has noticed the duality of this describing the day, because it says be'asol l'chodesh b'yom ha'kippurim, and the Sifra says she'ein talmud lomar be'asol l'chodesh b'yom ha'kippurim. Mimashma she'ne'emar b'yom ha'kippurim eini yodea shu yom ha'kippurim be'asol l'chodesh. Everybody in this room knows that Yom Kippur is Yud B'Tishrei. In ken lama ne'emar be'asol l'chodesh ela be'asol l'chodesh dochet et ha'shabbat. It's coming to single out the Torah of Yovel from a different Torah. Which different Torah? With a different day. Be'asol l'chodesh dochet et ha'shabbat b'chol ha'artzechem, ve'en Torah Rosh Hashanah docha Shabbat b'chol ha'artzechem ela b'veidin b'lvad. So on the one hand, the Sifra says that the Torah of Rosh Hashanah is dochet Shabbat only in Beidin. Very clearly, the terminology of the Sifra is already that of Takanat Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. The Sifra does not discuss Mikdash, but it discusses Beidin. But on the other hand, it comes out from this Sifra that while in Yovel it's a Chovat Yachid, Kol Yachid V'Yachid, what does he have to do? He has to blow shofar. It turns out that on Rosh Hashanah, Shechal B'Shabbat, only the Beidin are tokeh b'shofar and not Kol Yachid V'Yachid. Or in other words, after the drasha, melamed shekol yachid chayav, the reason they asked yachol af Torah Rosh Hashanah, because it turns out that Rosh Hashanah shechal b'Shabbat, there's no chovat yachid. Or perhaps, but you could say it differently, whatever the chovat yachid of Yovel says, you have to blow shofar even on Shabbat. But since Rosh Hashanah, there's some element of chovat tzibur there, therefore the Torah is only done through the chovat tzibur, and therefore it's only done in Beit Din. When I was thinking that if we attach this Sifra to the Mishnah of Lulav, and we go from Beit Din back to Mikdash, perhaps, I know it sounds imaginary, but we'll see later on that I think the Rishonim supports it and some Rishonim do, that perhaps you can even find a pasuk which perhaps can relate to Rosh Hashanah that will bring it directly to the pasuk of Lulav. Shofar of Yovel, it says clearly in the Torah, it's b'chol artzachem. We also understand why. Because what is the key? What's the goal? What's what is the shofar supposed to do? Shichur avadim. We have to declare around the whole country, it's like the siren on Yom HaAtzmaut, here it's b'chol artzachem, because we want everybody to hear it. We are aiming the shofar to the ears of all those who won't slay, so they should let them go. Everyone has to participate in the Shichur Avadim. But the Torah is very not clear regarding the essence of Shofar Rosh Hashanah. All it says in the Torah, in Vayikra, Zichron Torah, and all it says in Bemidbar is Yom Torah. Now what did Chazal do when they tried to somehow unveil the mystery of Zichron Torah, Yom Torah? They went to the other parshiot of Shofar, or of Kolot, of Turot, from the Tanakh, from the Torah, and through them they tried somehow to explain what's going on Rosh Hashanah. So the Sifra compares Shofar of Rosh Hashanah to Shofar of Yovel. This Sifra splits between them, says they're different. The Sifra in Bemidbar takes it to the parasha Bemidbar Yud of Chatzotrot, I want to relate to that immediately. And the bracha of shofarot goes to Ma'amad Har Sinai with his shofar too. Atani gleita banan kodech alam kodshecha daber alehem in hashamayim b'kol shofar alehem ofata b'kol tuvotim alehem igleita b'kol shofar alehem ofata. And the theme of shofarot goes back to Ma'amad Har Sinai, which was a revelation through the shofar. Now if we go to the psukim b'midbar perek yud, that's the only place in the Torah where we find the two verbs, the two words of Zichron Torah. Because the Torah there on the one hand discusses Turot, on the other hand it mentions a Zikaron. In the end of the parasha it says over there, V'chitavo milchama ba'artzechem alatzar atzorer etchem v'hareotem b'chatzotzot v'nizkartem lifnei Adonai Eloichem v'noshatem me'oidechem. וביום שמחתכם ובמועדיכם ובראשי חודשיכם ותקעתם בחצוצרות על עולותיכם ואז נבחי שלמיכם והיו לכם לזיכרון לפני אלוהיכם אני אדוני אלוהיכם. The one clear difference between what Chazal eventually have learned regarding Rosh Hashanah, which is different than the parasha here, is the Chatzotrot used over there while Rosh Hashanah shofar. But here we have Tkiah, we have Turah, and there's a very big piece in the Sifrei, it's part of the Bavli of Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Daled, which learned many of the halachot of Shofar here. And when you look at it very clearly, we see something very, I think, interesting. On the one hand, we have over there at Turah in the Yom, Nuchama Ba'aretzechem al Atzar Atzorer Etchem. When we go to the Pasuk of Yom Simchatchem of Mu'adichem, we realize that in every Rosh Chodesh, there was a tkiyah in the Mikdash. V'yom simchatchem, uv'moadechem, uv'rashei chodsheichem. Rosh Hashanah is a chodesh ha-shvi'i v'echad l'chodesh. It's a Rosh Chodesh. We should have on Rosh Hashanah, if it was like all Rashei Chodeshim, we should have done a tkiyah. But Rosh Hashanah is not a tkiyah, it's a turah, it's a unique Rosh Chodesh. It's a unique Rosh Chodesh because it's a unique Chodesh. It's a unique month. It's a Chodesh HaShvi'i, it's a unique month. And we single out the uniqueness of this Chodesh through celebrating its Rosh Chodesh differently. Instead of the Tkiah, we do the Truah. And the Tkiah and Truah both in Bamidbar Yud are a Zikaron Lifnei Hashem Elokechem Zichron Zichron Truah. I was thinking that perhaps if we contrast the Bechol Artzechem of Yovel, which is a Chovat Yachid, we take in mind the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, putting together Mikdash Medina of Rosh Hashanah and of Lulav. In Lulav, it's Mikdash is learned from Lifnei Hashem. If we accept the Sifrei's approach, that you learn the Zichron Torah Rosh Hashanah from the parasha of Chatzotrot. Hareid, where is the Zikaron done? Where is it? It says over here, Lifnei Hashem. Usmachtem Lifnei Hashem Elokechem Shivat Yamin. By Lulav was learned as Mikdash. So the Zikaron Lifnei Elokechem is the Mikdash. And the contrast between Rosh Hashanah and Yovel is that Yovel should be B'chol Artzachem, and Rosh Hashanah is not B'chol Artzachem. Rosh Hashanah is originally in the Mikdash. Later on, the Mikdash is supplemented by, by the Beit Din. So the Sifra already discusses the Beit Din, but perhaps it's rooted here in the Pesukim. And there is a bright on the Bavli, which again the Bavli explains it in a certain way. When you read the bright alone, it seems to be a cousin of the bright in the Sifra, which is really an amazing bright. And line 35, I brought the bright. The bright says the following: Shavei Yovel l'Rosh Hashanah v'tkia v'li brachot ela. שביובל תוקים בין בבית דין שגידשו את החודש ובבית דין שלא גידשו בו את החודש וכל יחיד וחיד יחיד ויחיד חייב לתקוע ובראש השנה לא היו תוקים אלא בבית דין שגידשו בו את החודש ואין כל יחיד ויחיד חייב לתקוע. So you learn, the Bavli, immediately explained this is discussing Rosh Hashanah שחל בשבת, but perhaps the brighter here, we read it alone, makes a very clear statement that perhaps Kiyat Shofar is not a Chovat Yachid, but Kiyat Shofar is a Chovat Tzibur, which should be done Lifnei Hashem in Beit HaMikdash, because Kiyat Shofar is a Zichron Torah, the Zikaron is Lifnei Hashem. Now when you start reading through Braitot and Gemarot and Masechet Rosh Hashanah, it's very clear that eventually Shofar is a Chovat Yachid. But you can't find there in many sources which hint that perhaps there was some understanding that it's a public performance, not something private. For example, the following Braita Tosefta, line 39 on, which is really amazing, which is against everything I'm telling you. Hakol chayavim b'tkiyat shofar. Look who: Kohanim, Leviim, Yisraelim, Gerim, Avadim, Shucharim, Chalalim, Etinim, Amzirim, Sris Adam, Sris Chama, Psua, Daka, Chut, Shofcha. Kulam chayavim motim et arabim didei chovatan. That's an amazing list. When I'll just say that I've never seen somebody say I'm not drunk if his mouth was not stinking with alcohol. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you make such a statement that Akol Chayavim B'Tkiyat Shofar, you give this great list, when there's some Havamina, when it's not clear that Akol Chayavim. When you look at the list, some of them are very strange. Like, why would you think of Psua Daka and Kut Shofcha should not blow shofar? Where else did you hear that they're exempted from halachic obligations? But when you perhaps realize that perhaps Kiyat Shofar is a Kahal Yisrael and the Beit HaMikdash is Tokeh Lifnei Hashem, and since Psua Daka and Kut Shofcha, the Torah says, Lo Yavo Bikal Hashem, they're not part of the Tzibur of Am Yisrael, perhaps you would have thought that they're exempted from Tkiyat Shofar. And it continues in Mishnayot of Masechet Rosh Hashanah and Perek Gimel, where it's very clear from those Mishnayot that Tkiyat Shofar was performed B'tzibur. The Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, it discusses over there the following. Seder Brachot, I'll read it to you. Omer Avot u'Gvorot u'Kedushat Hashem v'Cholel Malchuyot Imahen v'Eino Tokea. Kedushat Hayom v'Tokea. Zichronot v'Tokea. Shofarot v'Tokea. What is Kedushat Hayom v'Tokea? Kedushat Hayom is the bracha of the Musafim, of the Korbanot Musaf, Ibnei Chataeinu, Kadesh Yisrael, Yom HaKippurim. Hodir Ditkiyah is done. Later on, the Mishnah discusses Haover Lifnei Ativa B'Yom Tov Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah Sheni Matkia. It's done publicly. Later on, listen to this Mishnah: Keshem Sheshliach Tzibur Chayav Kach Kol Yachid VeYachid Chayav. Meaning, what's the basic template of Rosh Hashanah? Shliach Tzibur Chayav.
כשם ששליח ציבור חייב, כך כל יחיד וחייב, כך כל יחיד ויחיד חייב. So it's clear that eventually the Mishnah accepts, the Tosefta makes it clear that there's a chovat yachid in Rosh Hashanah. Kol yachid veyachid chayav litko. It's very clear. But on the other hand, perhaps the kiyut tibur did not disappear. The kiyut tibur still exists. There are two kiyumim in kiyat shofar. There's a kiyum tibur and a kiyum yachid. And perhaps in the later halakha, which we observe, that we have a lot of many tkiyot. Tkiyot demumah, tkiyot demiyushav. The tkiyot demiyushav are the 30 tkiyot, which every yachid does. If you don't participate in the minyan, those are the tkiyot you do. And the tkiyot demumah, those done in chazarat hashat, are the kiyum tzibur. So these two continue to exist. And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lama, brings an amazing description, which very clearly reflects in Yavne, they had an understanding you have to perform both. There are two kiyumim. Gemara says the following, Ki ata Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, just try to imagine what I'm reading to you. Ki misayim shlicha de tzibur at kiya b'yavne. There was a shliach tzibur who would blow shofar. Meaning there was a public blowing of shofar. What would happen when he would finish the end of davening? They wouldn't fold their talitot and run home. Listen to what they would do. Lo shama'in ish kalune. A person cannot hear his own words. Mikal tkuai di chidai. All the individuals would take the shofarot out and everybody would blow shofar. I tried to imagine to myself, I really to hurry to do it. Listen to the Rosh Hashiva to do it. Can you imagine the end of davening, everybody taking out their shofar and blowing? It's like an amazing phenomenon. You have a dual blowing of shofar. There's one public shofar, and there's each individual blowing his shofar. And more than that, I would add that perhaps some of you are familiar with the discussion in Rishonim. What's the mitzvah of shofar? Is it to hear the kol shofar or to blow? When the Rambam in the Tshuva he states that the mitzvah is to hear, and his major proof is that if the mitzvah of shofar was to blow, how can the Baal Tokeya be motzi the rabbi midei chovatan? I have to take lulav, and you have to take lulav. If you look at me taking lulav, you would say midei chova. We only have a concept of shomea keoneh, but if it's to perform an act of blowing, how can he be motzi the midei chova? That's because they looked at him. And therefore the Rambam there says it has to be the mitzvah is to hear. And the Rambam also says that the Baal Tokeya is to say the chovah not because he blew, but because he also hears the shofar. So the Achronim, I won't discuss it here, the Shagasari, and later on there's a large discussion in Rishonim and Achronim. They try to create some middle concept that they both exist, because there are many proofs that there's an Iyan and Kiyatu. Like Reb Chaim suggested, the Maisa Mitzvah is like Koa, the Kima Mitzvah is like Shema, but I won't discuss it here. But it would seem, I would say, very simply to say, if we try to understand what happened there in Yavne, that regarding the Kiyum Tzibur, there's no question how can he be Motzi Rabbi Medei Chovatan. Because there's no Chovat Gavra, it's a Kiyum Tzibur. If you're part of the Tzibur, the Baal Tokeya Motzi Yedei Chovah. Regarding the Chovat Yachid, perhaps really, what do they think in Yavne there? You have to blow yourself. So I will conclude that even though it's clear from the Mishnah, from the Tosefta, eventually that Tkiyat Shofar is a Chovat Yachid, and today the Shliach Tzibur, the Baal Tokeya, Motzi et Harabim Yedei Chovatan, because each individual has to blow Shofar, it would seem that perhaps, and the Sifra attaches it to the Din of Shabbat, let's go back to Shabbat now, that perhaps there's some special kiyum regarding the tzibur, and perhaps if we'll go back to the Mishnah on Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbat, for some reason only the kiyum tzibur is doche Shabbat, and that's why it's the Mikdash Lo B'Mdina. When this could be for many possible reasons, perhaps it can be because the kiyum of the yichidim is integrated into the kiyum tibur too. Meaning it's not that there are two separate concepts, the tibur blows and the yichidim blow. The kiyot of the yichidim are perhaps like you throw a stone in the water and it makes waves. The center of kiyat shofar is the tkiyah in the mikdash, which goes outside.
When you read Masechet Rosh Hashanah, the first two prakim too, you get a very clear notion that Rosh Chodesh was like some mini Aliyah LeRegel. Not Klal Yisrael, but those who have seen the moon. Like there were Kakir Kishachad, what's described over there. Everybody's going to Yerushalayim. You see how people out of Yerushalayim, out of Beit HaMikdash go to it. And how Beit HaMikdash made an effort to go out again, because you had the Masuot and Yishluchim, and there too, you have Mikdash and Gvulim very clearly in Prakim Aleph and Bet. And you also have there a major discussion regarding what do you do when the Chodesh is near Ebe, B'Shabbat? What do you do with Chilul Shabbat? And to some extent, the Mikdash is the center of Avodat Hashem, and that's the Lifnei Hashem, but out of the Mikdash, the same way prayer is out of the Mikdash, we aim at the Mikdash, but the major place of prayer is the Mikdash. There are some proofs that there's a special kingdom of davening in Mikdash. In the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvot, the Mitzvot HaSeh Hey, of Tfilah, he quotes the Sifrei of Deo B'Mikdasho, that there's a special kingdom to daven in Beit HaMikdash. And the known story of Nakdimon Ben Gurion, you see it from the story of Ta'anit, he went to pray in Beit HaMikdash. That's and perhaps the kiyum of the Mikdash is Dochei Shabbat, because that's the major kiyum. I would add that we also know that Avodah is Dochei Shabbat, Tumah Hutra V'Tzibur, and perhaps this Mishnayim Shabbat on Rosh Hashanah Shechal V'Shabbat, even though it's discussing only Shabbat, preserves us a special kiyum of Tkiyat Shofar done on the Mikdash, that perhaps is based upon the Lifnei Hashem, the Zikaron Lifnei Hashem of the Truot, Zichron Tuah, we learn from Chatzot Truot, is Lifnei Hashem. And beyond Chol, since everybody is blow shofar, why not? But on Shabbat, only there was retained, it's like a Shmurat Teva, of a very central concept perhaps, which on Shabbat, only that Kiyum is singled out, and therefore we notice it. Now this explanation, which I'm suggesting is perhaps hinted in the Mishnah, through the Mishnah of Lulav, appears in the Yerushalmi in a different way, but the idea is over there. The Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah, line 80 on, the Yerushalmi says the following, Tnei Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Vehi kravtem b'makom shakorbanot krevin. Well, this is not a very clear drasha what he says, for a simple reason. If he's discussing Yom Tuah Yelachem, the Torah later on says Vasitem. The only Chag in Bamidbar Kaftet where it says Vasitem is Rosh Hashanah. While the Kaftem does appear in Vayikra Chav Gimel, but over there appears the Zichron Torah. Anyway, Bishim Bar Yochai here says the following, that the if he's referring to the psukim in Vayikra Chav Gimel, that since the Torah says Zichron Tuah Yelachem V'Kavtem Mishel Abika Kodesh Yelachem V'Kavtem Mishel Hashem, the Zichron Tuah is b'makom shemakrivim hakorbanot. And continues the Yerushalmi, Amrin Chavira Yakumi Rabbi Yona V'Akti V'Avarta Shofar Tuah B'Chodesh Hashvi'i V'Chol Arzechem Av Yovel. So look what he answers. Amalon, Zo at ma'avir ba'artzechem, ha'acheret lo. Meaning, the Torah doesn't explain much about the Torah of Rosh Hashanah, but that is in contrast to the b'chol artzechem of Yovel, that is a zikaron lifnei Hashem, that is not b'chol artzechem. It's only b'mekom ha'akrava. Amri lei, onomar, Zo atem ma'avirim ba'artzechem, ha'acheret ben ba'aretz, ben b'chutz la'aretz. But that is the halachic reality of today. Already clearly in the time of the Mishnah too, that Tkiyat Shofar is in the whole world. So look what he answers. Amar Rabbi Yona, Ilah v'ktiv taviru shofar be'artzechem, hayiti omer kan miyed, u'b'chol b'mekom acher riba. Ela b'chol artzechem, kan riba b'mekom acher miyed. And the Ravid in his Hasagot at Baal HaMor, from line 94 on, the Ravid, when he comes to explain why is there no Tkiyat Mikdash in Gvulin Bizman HaBayit, says the following, Atam mipnei she'en le'shofar ikar meforash b'gvulin.
שלא אמרה תורה שבתון זיכרון תורה, אלא במקום ויקרבתם אישה להשם. ולא נאמר בכל ארציכם, אלא ביובל. וכיוון שאינו מפורש בגבולין, אלא מדרשאתי משום אך יגזרו.
In a more conceptual language, a more briskal language, you would not talk about Ati Midrasha Mefurash Mikra, but the kiyum of the shofar in Mikdash is a different kiyum, it's a different type of kiyat shofar than Bikvulin. And that is Doche Mikdash, that is Doche Shabbat, I'm sorry. While Bikvulin, saying it's a drasha means it's a different type of kiyum, which is not Doche Shabbat.
Why?
Now I would add, yes please.
Why does the Mikdash transfer to Beitin, this whole concept, and not to Mikdash Ma'at? So you would say, in shul, you can blow shofar. If someone is sick, it's too bad they didn't make it to shul. What is the connection between Mikdash and Beitin that is so...
It's a good question. Basically, I think when you learn the Mishnah, we're seeing over here how the Torah has replaced the Mikdash. When the words of the Gemara in Brachot, Miyom Shecharav Beit HaMikdash, Eino LaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olamo Adal Damot Shel Halacha, or in the terminology of the Shiur, where is Lifnei Hashem today?
Well,
in front of a Gemara, when you learn? That's Lifnei Hashem. The Torah is a revelation of God from Har Sinai. When you learn Torah, God reveals Himself to you. That is the essence of Rav Chaim Volozhiner's idea of Torah Lishma. Learning Torah is meeting God. And the Baal HaTanya discusses it in the Tanya. And to some extent, the Chachamim replaced the Kohanim. The Beit HaDin replaces Beit HaMikdash. What you are adding is that maybe Batei HaKnesset, Batei HaKnesset should replace Beit HaMikdash.
Based on what you just said, the Beit HaMidrash.
Right, this is the whole topic to explore, the relation between Beit HaKnesset and Beit HaMidrash. I would add to what was said here that what we have seen here, I think, is not only regarding the Chovat Tzibur, Chovat Yachid. I think it's much more than that. As I told you in the opening of the Shiur, I think that through Shabbat we can see some very basic concepts of Shofar. I think the whole meaning of Tkiyat Shofar is different if it's in Mikdash, where you described here, we call Yachid V'Yachid. As described, at least in the Psukim, in the Midbar, if we want to use them to explain what Zichron Torah is, the Zikaron is Lifnei Hashem. We are Tokea, so we should be remembered by God. I cannot discuss here because of our time span. What does that mean? It definitely means Zikaron has nothing to do with Shikha, not because God forgot. Zikaron means that this is the moment of the Pkida when your fate is supposed to be decided. And if we'll go to Yom HaTzarat Zoharet, when there's a war, it's a Ester Panim war, so we want to be remembered for God, so you're Niskar Lifnei Hashem. And Am Yisrael is an Am, it's Tokei Ba Shofar, it's not a Chovat Yachid. I would add more, I mentioned before, the discussion in Rishonim is in Chovat Kiyah Shmiah. It's clear that if we think of the Tkiyah Shofar of Mikdash Lifnei Hashem, it's a Chovat Kiyah. We have to be Tokeya Bashofar Lifnei Hashem, just as is mentioned by the Korbanot here. V'yom simchatchem u'mu'adichem u'vashem chodshechem u'tka'atem b'chatzotzot v'nizkartem lifnei Elokechem. When Shofar is a Chovat Yachid, it perhaps changes the whole essence of the mitzvah. It's not aimed at God hearing our Shofar to remember us. It's aimed towards ourselves. We have to participate in the mitzvah. I think then the pointing out the mitzvah is the chuvat shmiyah, the ten ta'amim of the shofar, as proper Rav Sadia Gaon, suddenly the shofar gets new meanings. Then we can discuss the Rambam Hilchot Shuvah, that shofar is a uri yishini mitaldim matchem, it's lorer levavot, we have to listen to it. Meaning, noticing that this uniqueness in Tkiyah Mikdash is somehow pointing out two types of Tkiyat Shofar which touch the essence of the Shofar. What is this mitzvah aimed at? What is the content of this mitzvah? Now, we don't have much time. I would like to go to the next Mishnah and see that perhaps the Mishnah hints to it. Yes, please.
Just to confirm then, by this reasoning, we are never engaging in the Kiyum of the mitzvah of the Chovat Tzibur. in Tkiyat Shofar?
Well, the Chovat Tzibur is today done through the Tkiyat and Chazarat HaShas, Tkiyat HaMu'umad.
But then, wouldn't that Chovat be Doche Shabbat? If we're saying that the Chovat Tzibur is the one that's Doche Shabbat, and we're never
doing it. It's a good question, so stay, well... You're going back to the question of Rabbi Spiegelman that somehow Beit HaKnesset, the Tzibur of Beit HaKnesset did not get that authority,
right.
Beit Din did, and Beit HaDin disappeared. It's the same question.
So I
can only suggest the same answer.
The Beit HaKnesset then has this middle ground of allowing us to be Mekayim the Mitzvah when it's not Shabbat but not Rochel the Mitzvah.
Right, meaning Chachamim only transferred it to Batei HaDin and not to Batei HaKnesset. And therefore, even though I do think there's some public element of Tkiyat Shofar and Chazarat HaShatz, it did not get the power of the Tkiyat of Mikdash. Be the reason it paid. But the Rif, we have a testimony of the Rambam that the Rif was Tokan is Beit Din, and there are those who think today you should do it too. But I won't reach that today. I would like to go to the next Mishnah and perhaps see how there's reflected a totally different approach to explaining Mikdash Medina. The other Mishnah of Takanat Rabbanan HaMen Zakkai discusses the Kabbalat Eidut HaChodesh. In other words, the uniqueness of Rosh Hashanah being a Chag on the Chodesh HaShvi'i B'Chad HaChodesh basically means that when the Chag enters, you're not sure it's going to be today, because you have to wait for the Eidim. We're not sure the Eidim will come today. Today we don't have a Elul Mubar, but in those days it was possible that nobody would come on Lamed, and then Lamed would be Lamed Ve'Elul. And perhaps, and I would like to show you how that's reflected in some sources too, the reason for singling out the Mikdash is not because it's Lifnei Hashem, but since in the Mikdash, where the Sanhedrin, the Beit Avad, were Mekadesh Lechodesh. And since only in Mikdash they knew when the Kiddush HaChodesh is, therefore they were tokei on Rosh Hashanah, Shechal v'Shabbat. But in Gvuli, since they did not know, in Medina, since they did not know if it's Rosh Hashanah, therefore they could not be tokei. And this explanation is brought clearly in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah, it says the following.
What line?
Line 72. Rabbi Zeruah mafkad lechavraya. He told his friends, Ulun v'shami kalei de Rabbi Levi darat. Go to Rabbi Levi shiur. Why? The late of Shad ava mafik pashite de la ulfan. He can explain everything. V'al, he came to the podium. They put this funny microphone on him. Ve'amar kumea, כתוב אחד אומר יום תורה, כתוב אחד אומר זיכרון תורה. כיצד? בשעה שאוכל בכל יום תורה, בשעה שאוכל בשבת, זיכרון תורה. מסכימים, אבל לא תוקעים. מעתה, אף במקדש לא ידחה. That's the reasoning why there's a difference between מקדש and מדינה. תנה באחד לחודש. Meaning that Echad LaChodesh, in Mikdash, they know it's Echad LaChodesh. But in Gvulin, in Medina, perhaps it's Lamed Be'elul. And you see that from the next line, from the next question. Me'ata, afilu b'makom shem yodim shuv Echad LaChodesh yidachet. You shall me ask, if that is so, why should it be only in Mikdash, Medina? It should be every place that knows about Kiddush HaChodesh. And it's not clear over here, that's dark of Yerushalmi, did Yerushalmi answer this question or not? Meaning, is the next line, I already learned with you, is that an answer to this question? Or is that a new statement as I have presented it to you before? But it's very clear from the Yerushalmi here that perhaps the difference between Mikdash and Medina has to do with the Kiddush HaChodesh al-Pi HaRiyah, not knowing if it's Rosh Chodesh or not. When you can see some reflection of this idea in the Braita I quoted before from Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed, where the Braita says over there that Tkiyat Shofar, I'm reading it again, the Rosh Hashanah lo yotokin el beit din shekidshu bo et hachodesh. And this explanation is brought by many Rishonim in Sukkah, beginning of the fourth parak. Tosfot bring it over there. The Ramban and Milchamot over there, and the Rid Milchamet Hashem, the Ramban brings it too. They both say that the major reason for not having Tkiat Shofar in Gvulin is because they did not know it's Rosh Hashanah. That's what the Ramban writes over there. But I would like to point out that perhaps this has to do with a very famous Machloket Rishonim, how to define Mikdash. Does Mikdash mean only Beit HaMikdash and Yerushalayim is part of Gvulin? That is Medina, that is Rashi. But the Rambam says that Mikdash includes Yerushalayim, and Medina means the rest of the world out of Yerushalayim. When this would very clearly have to do with this Machloket, because the difference between these two explanations are fundamental. How to explain the choice of Mikdash? Is Mikdash chosen because it's Lifnei Hashem, or is Mikdash chosen because because the Beit Avad is over there, because of the Beitin? Now if it's because they know in all Yerushalayim, it's within Tchum Shabbat, they can know when the Kiddush HaKadosh was. While if it's because of the Lifnei Hashem, now you have to check, perhaps all Yerushalayim is Lifnei Hashem, because we Maaser Sheni there, Kochim Kalim. But perhaps only in Beit HaMikdash, not in all of Yerushalayim. More than that, when we try to understand the Takana Rabban Yochanan Ben Zakkai, the transformation Rabbi Spiegelman asked before from Mikdash to Beit Din, if it's Lifnei Hashem, so then we have to explain it the way I said before. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai here transferred the Lifnei Hashem to the Beit HaMidrash, as you said, to the Batei Adin. But if the choice of Mikdash is because the Beit Havad was in the Mikdash, he basically did no revolution. He just continued the original concept. The concept was that we're in Mekadesh Lechodesh here at Tokeya, and now we just moved to Yavne. So this would seem to be a fundamental machloket, which I'm repeating, perhaps is hinted in the Mishnah by bringing those two other discussions, not only because of Takana Rabban Yochanan Ben Zakkai, but the two Barishonah reflect on two possible different explanations of the Barishonah of Shofar. One takes me to the world of Lifnei Hashem B'chol Artzechem, and one takes me to the world of the Safek is Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah from Mikdash to Batei Adin, to Beit Havad. Now there's a third explanation that I had quoted before, which the Bavli was familiar with and did not like it. And it's quoted by the Yerushalmi, and that is the difference between the way the Torah described the Shofar, the Torah of Rosh Hashanah in Vayikra and Bemidbar. Zichron Torah, vice versa to Yom Torah. We in Matbeya Shal Bracha, we're knowing like that explanation, even though it was rejected by the Bavli, because in Rosh Hashanah we say not Yom Torah but Yom Zichron Torah. And that is what I quoted before. I've read another passage in Yerushalmi bringing it. I started this shiur with Rabbi Yochanan Shimon ben Lakish, not understanding our Mishnah, and it says in line 66, Avra Kahana Amrin Ha Gavra Rabba Nishole. We need a Gavra Rabba to explain this topic. Atun Shalule Amalon Ktiv Katuv Echad Omer Yom Tua, Katuv Acher Omer Zichon Tua, Keitzad בשעה שהוא חל בכל יום תרועה, בשעה שהוא חל בשבת זיכרון תרועה, מזכירים אבל לא תוקעים. Now this explanation would seem to be totally different than the other two I brought till now. Because it would seem from the two previous explanations that the reason you don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah שחל בשבת is derived from הלכות שבת. Since there's an איסור to be תוקע שופר בשבת, let's go on both explanations. Let's take the explanation of Mikdash Medina, like Lulav. The mitzvah of Shofar is, the basic mitzvah is in Mikdash, and the Kiyum Tzibur is Doche Shabbat, but in Gvulin you cannot blow Shofar, or if it's a Bidin Tzveik Adiyom, because you're not sure it's Rosh Hashanah, you cannot blow Shofar, because perhaps it's Shabbat, and in Shabbat there's no Tkiat Shofar. There's a Tosefta I brought here from Masechet Beitza, where the discussion over there is Kisui Adam Doche Yom Tov.
So over there, very clearly, the terminology is that kisui adam, which you have to cover the blood of the chaya, it involves some of lametet melachot. You have to dig, say, isur of choresh, and the Tosefta over there, within the discussion about it, it brings also milah, that's doche Shabbat. Over there, very clearly, the terminology is that it's an isur Shabbat, which you are doche because of the mitzvah. And within that, the Tosefta quotes also, Shofarot shebikvulin yochichu, she'en vada'an doche ta Shabbat. The terminology is of Tchiyat Shabbat, like Milah and Kisui Adam. And it would seem, from the terminology of the Tanaim, that they view Tchiyat Shofar as a Melacha Asura. And therefore, why not to blow on Shabbat? Because it clashes with Luchot Shabbat. For all of us are familiar that Yom Tov and Shabbat are very close one to the other. I mentioned before the Ein Bein in Masechet Megillah. Ein Bein Shabbat Yom Tov Ela Ochel Nefesh Bilvad. And all of you know that one of the great enjoyments of Yom Tov, Oneg Yom Tov, is to do on Yom Tov something you cannot do on Shabbat. To heat up the soup in the morning. I always do that. It's my Oneg Yom Tov. Eat hot soup. Just to enjoy lighting the gas. I've seen those. Don't smoke, but those who smoke on Yom Tov, just to don't smoke. But it's a bad thing to do on Yom Chol too. But the Bnei Yoshua explains, you know why you're allowed to smoke on Yom Tov. The Gemara says in Ketubot that mugmar, meaning to put psamim like toret on a flame on Yom Tov, is asur because it's lo shaveh l'chol nefesh. Only what everybody does is include the heter of l'chol nefesh. So how can you smoke? So writes the Pnei Yoshua on Shabbat on Lametet Amudbed. There's a Tosfot there that seems to say if you do for health reasons, you don't need Shabbat L'chol Nefesh. So he writes here, everybody knows it's healthy to smoke, so therefore, it's Shabbat L'chol Nefesh. Today, I think you should reconsider his psak. But it's a known thing. When I was in Chutz La'aretz, we'd enjoy to carry our Machzor Yishul on Yom Tov. There's no Eruv. No, to feel it's not Shabbat, right? So all of us, there's a gap between Shabbat and Yom Tov, and it would seem that Rosh Hashanah, Shechal v'Shabbat, the Tzav of the Torah is in Shabbat too. The Torah always said Zichron Torah. But on Shabbat you can't do it because it clashes with Chol Shabbat. In Mikdash you can. But when we read this drasha, and the Bavli too, I won't discuss the Bavli here, of when it explains Zerah Derabah, the Bavli, it's very clear, the Bavli thinks the only reason not to be mekayem a mitzvah of Yom Tov on Shabbat is if it clashes with Hilchot Shabbat. And therefore the Bavli asks itself, what isur is it? Tkiat Shofar? The Bavli's shita is that it's not one of the lametet melachot, chokhmai veina melacha. And therefore the Bavli explains it, that it's a gzeirah unto one of the lametet melachot. Which melacha? Vi melacha that differentiates Yom Tov and Shabbat, hotzara. Gzeirah derabba, gzeirah shema yavirenu alba amma b'shut harabim. But we all know from Yishnai and Beitzah and Yom Tov, according to Beit Hillel, there's a heter of Tiltul. Meaning that, again, it's finding a melacha of Shabbat that asers shofar on Rosh Hashanah because of Hilchot Shabbat. When we take the drasha of Zichron Torah, Yom Torah, those are psukim, not of Hilchot Shabbat. In Lashon of the Lamdan, I would say, you don't take it from Shin Chet until Shin Dalet, okay? Until Shin Mem. You don't take it from there. It's derived directly from the Tzav of Shofar. It's from Hilchot Rosh Hashanah, not from Hilchot Shofar. The Torah has commanded us to blow Shofar a Yom Truah B'chol, and on Shabbat, not that the Torah said, there's really a mitzvah to blow Shofar, but Hilchot Shabbat prevent me from doing so. There's no Tzav of Yom Truah and Shabbat, it's a Yom of Zichron Truah. I mean, it would seem to be a limitation, not because it's a Milacha, not because it clashes with Hilchot Shabbat, but because the Torah does not command us to blow shofar Rosh Hashanah, Shechal, v'Shabbat. And perhaps it's for conflicting contents, or for not needing such a content on Shabbat. And I would bring an example from Tefillin on Shabbat. We know the word Tefillin on Shabbat. That is not because it's any melacha that you are aware. It's explained because the Shabbat nikra ot, and Tefillin is ot. And you don't need the oath of tefillin on Shabbat.
And this, it would seem that this explanation of Yom Tuah, Zichon Tuah, has a totally different focus and understanding, not blowing shofar, Rosh Hashanah, Shechal, B'Shabbat. It's not because of Luchot Shabbat, because the essence of the day is different. Or perhaps I would suggest in the following, when Hayom HaShvi'i is Chal Be'echad La Chodesh HaShvi'i, somehow the content of the Echad La Chodesh HaShvi'i is not brought to us through the Zichron Torah, but it's brought through the Shvi'i of the Shabbat. And I would like to suggest the following explanation of it. To some extent, the idea of Rosh Hashanah and the idea of Shabbat are very close. Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaMelacha of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We crown the King of the world, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shofar of Lifnei Hashem, crowning him as the King. And we crown him in his house, B'chatzotzot, V'kol Shofar Aliyu Lifnei HaMelech Hashem. And what is Shabbat to? Shabbat is Zecher L'Maseh Bereshit. Shabbat too is declaring on God being the creator of the world and therefore the Malkot Shel Olam. Rav Huttner in Pachad Yitzchak has a big discussion. What's the difference between the Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim of Rosh Hashanah and all year round through Kriyat Shema? But to some extent, I would say that when Shabbat and Rosh Hashanah are on the same day, both the Shabbat declares the Malchut of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yismuchu b'malchutcha Shomrei Shabbat b'korei Oneg, and Rosh Hashanah too. And perhaps it would seem very surprising. We would have thought that it's better to take out the drums and to declare out loud Hashem Melech. That's what we should do. But it would seem that what Chazal say over here in this drasha, that the real accepting of Malchut Shamayim is not only through one day a year when you declare it out loud, but it's through your daily behavior, through the weekday. The Yom HaShvi'i declares the Malchut maybe more silently than Ha'echad B'Chodesh HaShvi'i, but they both, as being a Shvi'i, are declaring a similar statement. And perhaps we have a very important lesson over here, which I discussed last year or two. We discussed the difference between Tamid and Musaf. That perhaps, if we would insist on Echad L'Chodesh HaShvi'i, on Bayom HaShvi'i, to declare on the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Malchut, through the drums, through the shofarot, then we would perhaps think that the daily statement, the weekly statement, the Yom HaShvi'i statement, is not a sufficient statement, it's not the proper way, it's not enough. And what basically Chazal are teaching us is sometimes put the drums in the closet, sometimes put the shofar away, and listen to what the Shabbat is telling us. What I wish upon ourselves this year, when we do not blow the shofar on the first day, we should feel through the Shabbat, which we have every week, the whole year round, we should feel that Hashem Melech. I want to wish you all a Shana Tova, Ktiva V'Chatima Tova, and I'll see you next year.